Hello, this is Charlie. Just to let you know that I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Is Deborah Skiles there?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, are you speaking to the named person on the list?
Am I what?
Oh, no, so sorry about that. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much for letting me know that. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
67.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yes, white.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you so much for letting me know this information. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm, and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And the 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. What about the Project 2025?
Ten.
So sorry?
10.
10, thank you so much. What about JD Vance?
50.
50. What about Lori Chavez de Remer?
70.
70, thank you so much. What about Janelle Binum?
Oh, 20.
20, thank you so much. Democrats in Congress?
Oh, 40.
40. What about MAGA Republicans?
In Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Would you repeat the question?
Yep. What about MAGA Republicans?
40.
40. What about Kamala Harris?
60.
60, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
20.
20. What about Joe Biden?
1.
1. What about Republicans in Congress?
40.
40, thank you so much. Now, let's head to the next question. Let's say if the election of U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Harris.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
I think it's 50-50.
Okay, thank you so much. But if you have to say between Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, someone else, or you think you don't know, that's an option
Harris
if you want.
Over Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican
no.
Lori Chavez de Remer?
Yeah, Lori.
Thank you so much. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, What are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? If there is a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much. What about, do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Thank you so much. But, strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Now, I want to read you a statement that Danielle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum's represent to get your reaction. Danielle Bynum's opponent says she is a soft and crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland has been torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize her drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effect. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing is more important than ensuring safe communities for families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Danielle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez?
Republican Lori.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be taking with you about Lori Chavez de Ramirez. And please tell me how much each of one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Ramirez for Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So, so sorry?
Somewhat.
Okay, so Lori Chavez de Ramirez voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement, and at the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her records speak loudly about her real priorities. So it is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know.
I don't agree.
Okay. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez de Ramirez is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed the border security deal so they could keep making headlines about this in this election. Is this a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know?
I disagree.
Okay. Chavez de Ramirez is a mega extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable, and their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more mega extremists. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know?
Don't know.
Thank you. Our democracy is being threatened. Yet, Chavez de Ramirez is standing with Trump and mega lies about the 2020 elections being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they will certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure voting rights and guaranteeing that every vote is counts, he's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez Ramirez, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Lori Chavez Ramirez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who still stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. So it is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know.
Not at all.
Thank you. Chavez Ramirez has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in White House. A vote for Chavez Ramirez is a vote for these dangerous programs. It is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know.
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Daniel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Ramirez?
Lori Chavez Ramirez.
Thank you so much. The classification are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married and married, living with partners, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I didn't vote for either.
Okay, thank you so much. Did you vote for anyone else?
No, I didn't vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, well, thank you so much for your help. This concludes our survey. You are contributing to the develop of our society. Thank you so much, and have a
You're
great
welcome.
Day.
Okay. Thank you.
Have
bye.
Bye.